Okay, we wanted to take this opportunity to give you an update on Dante Fowler's injury. He did, he will be out for the season. He did tear his ACL. He has not scheduled a date for surgery at this point. He's come in. He's going to be in the pre-rehab process right now. And, you know, that's about as far as, you know, medically, that's what we have to update you on. Our heart goes out for him. You know, I think for me to sit here and say, okay, hey, it's an injury, it's part of the game, and we move on. I'm not going to downplay it. You know, this anytime we have an injury, you know, like when Puz goes down or Senderic went down, I think it's important that we don't downplay it and say, hey, we just move on. Man, it's a tough deal. You know, for him to go through, and he's 20 years old. But I'm very optimistic after a chance to meet with him. I mean, his spirit, I see why we drafted him when we did. His spirit, his mindset going into this, I don't know. I find it hard to be matched. And I think that was, for me, my concern was to know how he's going to handle it. Once I had a chance to visit with him, know what he's going through and how he's going to attack this, very optimistic about Dante and how he's going to do it. There's no doubt in his mind he's coming back bigger, stronger, and going to take advantage of this opportunity. And, you know, I told him, I said, now your challenge is, you know, our team looks at it this way. You know, it's unfortunate Dante had an injury. He was going to add to what we're already building. And he was going to come in, and that's what I'm excited about too. Our team, the how they came back from, you know, January, February workouts, and what we have in the locker room, what we're seeing out in the field in phase two, extremely, extremely excited about the progress we made there, and the new additions, free agency, the draft picks. It's a really good feeling in there, and I think they feel bad that he can't be a part of that. And I know that's where his mindset is too. So my, you know, conversation with him is to challenge him to find other ways he can add to our team. And Aaron Coleman's a great example, the spirit he brought every day. So, you know, I'm just really excited about that. I know some of the players have reached out to him. He said he got some phone calls last night, and I think that's great. They should. You know, there's going to be times in the profession that you're going to have some setbacks, but, and I've always said that whether it's prosperity or adversity, you learn from it, you grow, and you move forward. And that's our mindset. So,
any other damage to the knee besides the ACL?
No, that's what they told me, you know, right now with the the ACL is what they're looking at.
Do you guys look for an out-of-house solution to help you with this problem, or is everything you need in-house?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you look at in depth-wise where you're at, but, you know, we always said you can never have enough rushers, you know, so we have quite a few guys there now, but we're always open to the idea if someone pops up or someone's there. But, you know, Brancher, the way he's looking, and, you know, Chris Smith, those guys, you know, I think Ryan Davis has done really good for us. So, you know, there's going to be stories that take place. I think there already has been stories that have taken place even in this phase two. You know, guys like Ace and Tony Washington are jumping out. So you can feel these stories taking place, and through this another story will take place.
It's a bit of an overreaction probably, but these guys are just coming off this circuit with this draft stuff,
sure,
and everything like that. Can you argue that, I mean, he's not really in football shape going into this mini
camp? Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, we look at rookie mini camp. You know, I know there's conversation about that, but, you know, ask the guys that are here competing if rookie mini camp's important. You know, I mean, they'll give you the answer real quick. And there's something to be said. You know, obviously every year we look at rookie mini camp and we tweak some things, and just like training camp, we go back and reevaluate it. But I think with these guys, it's like that, what's that saying, you can't learn to swim by reading a book? You know, for these guys, it's the same mentality. We can talk it. We can go in the meeting room. We can show them, you know, what we plan to do. But for them to go on the field and experience, now, we might not give them 15 reps. It might be 10. But they're getting a feel for what they're about to encounter. And it's invaluable. So now when they come in phase two, it's not a complete shock to them. So to me, rookie minicamp's invaluable to these guys.
In your mind,
right? I mean, it's, you know, that things happen. We were out in phase two and someone tweaked a hamstring. You know, things happen in this game, and you know, guys are going to work, and they're competing, and things pop up. I don't, like I said, I don't want to downplay. It's a serious injury and it's unfortunate, but you know, we'll handle it the right way. I mean, like I said, this last day and a half, I've got a chance to really get to know him. And, like I said, I know why we drafted him now with the third pick, even more so. So, You know, I think he'll come through this stronger. And my hopes was that the team would do what they did, and they did. You know, they reached out to him, and that's awesome. That's an awesome gesture by our whole team.
What can he still try to get out of this year? You mentioned you can't learn to swim by reading a book. He's not going to be able to play.
Right.
What?
Well, first of all, he's got to compete in his rehab. You know, but he's going to be very involved with us. As this whole progression, you'll see once he can, on road trips, he'll travel with us. He'll be involved in meetings. We'll keep him engaged. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other areas that I think he'll have tremendous growth from, you know, and those are a few examples.
Is there an extra challenge to keep him engaged since he is new to the
franchise? Well, always, whenever players, you know, injury, I mean, it's tough, just like we're going through now with Sendarek and Roy or Aaron Colvin, you know, but Aaron Colvin's mentality was unbelievable. I mean, how many conversations do we have about him and how he attacked it? And I know Aaron Colvin's reached out to him and has visited with him, or is going to. So, you know, there'll be guys that will rally around him and support him. And I think when you have a team that supports a person going through a difficult time, it brings confidence to that person. And, you know, I was just very pleased with how our team responded.
I don't know the answer to this. In terms of roster math, do you put him on IR the day before camp starts to free up a spot?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be a question for Dave. We have not talked about that yet.
Yes. When you draft him, you obviously have in mind what you want to do with a guy like
sure.
that, right? Does it impact in any way how you plan for the fall, how you, you know, what you
well,
want to
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, you go off a film and you have an idea what is tape, you know, some of the traits that he will bring. But everybody develops, you know, catches on differently. Some guys, you know, they catch on and they pick things up and right away they move in and step in. You saw with some guys in our receiving class. You know, some guys adjusted a little bit differently and some guys it took a little bit more time. So we understood that with all our guys that we're bringing in as rookies or free agents, that there's a period of time, you know, how will they respond? So you kind of have an overall plan and then hope that when he comes in, he surprises you and then you adjust from there. So, you know, our plan is what we have right now.
Did you address it with the rookies this morning or yesterday? Dante.
What I talked to him about was we brought up Murphy, you know, and just said, let me give you an example, the right way to handle adversity. And Dante came out and said, through this adversity, I'm going to come back bigger, stronger, and use this opportunity for my advantage. I mean, what a great lesson for all the guys in the room. And so from this opportunity, I think we use it as a learning for the rest of the guys. And, you know, there's going to be setbacks, but it's more important how you handle it, you know, to really take advantage of that opportunity to demonstrate who you are. And I thought he did a fabulous job of it.
So he said that to the team?
I said it to the team.
Said it.
But he said that, and then Dante was in there.
Do you think Chris Clemens can handle the workload you gave him last year, turning 34 in October?
Yeah, we managed it last year, so we'll continue to manage it this year and be smart with guys.
You think he played almost 800 snaps last year. Can he do that again this year?
Well, you know, I don't know if we got down to say, hey, can he do 800 snaps, but we'll see what he can bring.
From a long-term perspective, we saw Gurley go 10th, Obui go 21st. Those guys had late-season ACLs. From a long-term perspective, is it becoming easier to project these guys will be fine long-term with this kind
yes.
of an injury?
I know, just listening to the doctors, you know, because of his age, you know, there's something to be said about if you're 20 coming back from an ACL injury and surgery compared to 28. You know, statistics comes out and shows these guys will come back stronger, you know, and than what they were before in some cases. So all those things project that are very positive.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody stand right here. Dante's just going to do it. He wants to do it right here.
We'll try to move this out a little bit.
Should be good.
Yeah, I said a few words. Well, first of all, I wanted to, you know, thank you guys for coming out here and still supporting me and just thank everybody, you know, family, friends, for all the, you know, the warm text messages and calls and, you know, making me feel better and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, things happen. You know, things happen for reasons and, You know, it's good, and it's a bittersweet thing right now that's going on. But, you know, this is the bad part, and then, you know, in the future we'll look on it, and, you know, this is something we'll look back and talk about, and this will be something we'll be able to talk about for a long time. But, you know, I was really fortunate and was really blessed to just be able to go out yesterday and just be on the practice field again and just start running around, and, you know, a lot of unfortunate things happen. But just like Coach Gus said, it's going to be good things and it's going to be challenges. You know, the good thing was that we were able to go out, you know, practice and show our capabilities and what we're capable of. And the bad thing was, you know, this injury that I had. But we're going to get over it, and, you know, we're going to work really hard, and we're going to grind like this, just like how we'll grind through it with anything. So we're going to be able to get through it.
Did you think something was wrong when you went down?
Yeah, it was just, I planted on my left leg a little bit, over-exaggerated a little bit, and my weight shifted one way, and my foot got caught in the dirt. So, yeah, it was a little nasty feeling, but it was all good.
Dantzler was very emotional afterwards that you got hurt. Did you talk to him at all? And when you saw it there, if you've seen it.
I talked to – you talking about Coach Quinn?
The right tackle.
The right tackle. I talked to him after. But, you know, that's just the game of football. We were out there practicing. You know what I mean? Like, once you out there practicing, you're out there. And that's the game of football. You're out there and you're laying your life on the line every play. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's just one of the unfortunate things, but I'm going to be able to bounce back.
It's amazing how you're taking this. Was there any sense of disappointment or, I mean,
of course,
last night, or have you this bubbly all?
This is, you know, I'm the guy, you know, I'm really thankful about things, and, you know, I cherish a lot of things. But, you know, my biggest thing was just I love that the fans were out there, and just to show them the type of guy that I am and show those guys, you know, the type of player that they're going to have soon. And just to get out there and play football. I love this game so much. You know, I don't care about the injury because, you know, I know what this game comes with. So I'm not out there, you know, thinking about this. I know, you know, every player or something like that, I'm risking myself. And that's just the game of football. And, you know, I put myself in a situation. I signed my name on that dotted line, and, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into. And it's just one of the unfortunate things right now. You know, it's something we'll go through now. But, you know, in the future, a year now from now, we'll be all smiling again, talking about, you know, me sacking people. So I'm fine.
How much do you think you'll benefit by being around these veterans during the season?
A lot. And that's why I say good and bad to it. Just, you know, for me to just be around them, you know, learn the system, learn what's going on, be able to pick those guys' brains, you know, see how they're going about their business as pros, see how they are in the film room, you know, learn the playbook. I can literally sit down now and just learn the playbook. I don't have to, you know, do all these installs, go to practice, try to remember it, do this, do that. I can just focus, you know, get myself bigger, you know, get my body right, get stronger mentally and physically, and I'll be fine.
Any idea of your timeline decision-wise about surgery?
Not at all. You know, it happened yesterday, so we're just taking it day by day. And, you know, after we have our surgery and stuff like that, we'll take it month by month. So,
Dundee, the last time you had an injury, was it your junior year in high school, the shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay, we were just talking about that. So what was that like, and how many games did you miss then?
I didn't miss any games. It was one of the type of things, you know, in Florida we have spring games, and I played in the spring game, played running back, separated my shoulder, and that's the last time I ever saw the ball in my hands.
When's the last time you missed a game because of injury?
Never.
Never in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going to feel like?
It's going to suck, you know, just because, you know, I love the game, you know. I love it like crazy, you know, just being able. The only time I was able to sit out was when I was in Pop Warner and I was too big and I couldn't make weight. So, you know, I step on the scale and be like, you can't play this game, you're overweight. And I just, you know, watch my guys, and that irked me. So just being able to not be on the field is going to irk me a little bit. But, you know, just to be able to see the vets and see how Clemens and, you know, Sedendrick and all them type of guys out there, and you know how they play. Because at the end of the day, they're vets, and you know they have experience. And I'm a little pup coming into the game, so I still have a lot of learning to do and a lot of work to do. So being able to learn from those guys, that's going to give me a big advantage going into next year.
Tom, do you look at this as a fluke, or do you think, I mean, you had this whole circuit with the draft stuff?
Yeah.
Did you feel any part of this maybe that you're not in that football shape to be going like you were going yesterday?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of, you know, especially with that, you're so busy, you know, especially, you know, after that ECU game, you know, I was on it, training. Then you have the combine. Then after that, you have your pro day, visiting teams and things like that. So it's kind of hard to stay in shape with things like that. But, you know, I was going to get accustomed with that in mini camp and camp. We were going to work out. But like I said, it was just one of them unfortunate things. You know, if I would have never got hurt yesterday, we would have been talking about probably how good I had in practice, because I was feeling good. I was feeling good.
That was a great first hour.
It was a great first hour, you know, and hopefully, well, we are going to have a lot of great years to come. So,
a lot of people reached out. Any one person reach out to you that hit a little home?
Todd Gurley talked to me. You know, I trained with him in Pensacola, so I was with him when he was going through his process and see how hard he worked with things like that. And, you know, that's somebody I'm going to lean on a lot. And that's, you know, me and him are really tight and we're really close. So, you know, that's the guy that really warmed me up and just told me that I'm going to be all right. So I trust him. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dante.